Second and short for Baraboo. They are moving to our left as we face Flambeau Field. Once again, receivers to either side. Puttcomer next to Throgmorton. He takes the handoff right up the gut. That's going to be good for a first down for the Thunderbirds. They're off to a promising start on their opening drive.
Beautiful play. Tackle by about four or five Hilltoppers, pushing and pushing. And Puttcomer off to a wonderful start.
Thunderbirds coming in looking for their first victory of the season. The visitors, the Hilltoppers, are 4-3 overall. They are 3-2 in the Mississippi Valley. They're looking for a two-game winning streak against the T-Birds. We'll talk about last year's meeting here after this play. Here's another handoff. Oh. This is fumbled. And it looks like the Hilltoppers might have jumped on it near the 40-yard line of the Thunderbirds. Botched exchange.
Yep.
In the backfield. It's
and they did.
Be a turnover.
Gosh, and that's just a killer because they come out, they run two plays, they pick up 12, 13 yards, and the handoff exchange just got botched. And, you know, from up here we can't tell exactly what happened, but he turned to his right, Puttcomer's coming past his right shoulder, and they just couldn't get the handoff to him.
Some miscommunication, yeah, perhaps?
Yeah.
Well, the Hilltoppers are going to start in plus territory. They're at the Thunderbird 41. They've got first and 10. They've got three backs in the backfield, and there's a handoff going around left end for the Hilltoppers. That's number four.
I think
Cameron Cornett.
I think you're going to see Cornett quite a bit. He's Cameron quick Cornett around that left hand side. He beat the end around the corner and picked up about eight yards on that play.
Cornett comes in already having surpassed 1,000 rushing yards.
Well, there
on
you
the
go.
Season.
We'll be hearing his name a lot tonight.
Indeed. Second and about two for the Hilltoppers. Once again, three backs. There's another handoff to Cornett. He's going to kick it off the left side, and he could be gone. 30, 25, 10, 5, touchdown on Alaska. Two-play touchdown drive. A touchdown run of about 23 yards for Cameron Cornett, and the Hilltoppers capitalize immediately on the Thunderbird turnover.
Unfortunately, we've seen a lot of that this year out of the T-Bird defense, giving up the big play. I mean, he went 23 yards for a touchdown, but he could have gone 99 if they had started that play from the one-yard line because he was he broke one tackle and then was totally out on his own.
And I misspoke. It was, in fact, the 32-yard TD carry.
Little
dyslexia here early in
All
the
right.
game. And before the extra point is attempted, we've got whistles. Looks like that's going to be a foul against the Thunderbirds. A little penalty will take it half the distance.
By the way, it's the last time I listened to you on that yard from scrimmage,
right.
23.
Well, math was never my best subject. That's why I brought a banker here to
there
keep,
you
me,
go. That's
keep
right.
me on the straight and narrow.
That's right.
All right. So lining up to kick this extra point, I can't quite make out the number from this angle and this
can't
distance.
Either. Number two is your holder, and so we'll let you know after the kick what the
number
kicker's
number is.
Number
two is
Mallory
Min, and the kick
like number one
is good.
Yep.
Mallory Meekin with the kick. That was Landon Stewart on the hold. We'll get this stuff straight eventually. So it's 7-0 Hilltoppers. Well, Brandon and I was talking a little bit about last year's matchup. It was a thriller at Onalaska with the Hilltoppers claiming a 21-20 victory.
That was a heartbreaker.
Heartbreaker for the T-Birds, yeah. The Hilltoppers scored a pair of fourth-quarter touchdowns. Adam Skifton had 202 yards in the air, threw two touchdown passes to Brody Mitchell. On the Baraboo side, Ross Legal racked up four sacks. That's one of the reasons he's playing for Northern Illinois this year. And, of course, Luke Bittengill scored a touchdown that put the T-Birds in an opportunity to tie or take the lead. They went for the two-point conversion with a minute and a half left, did not get it, and lost by one, 21-20.
And you know what? Sometimes when you're on the road, you don't want to play for the tie. You want to play for the win.
That's a sound strategy. Get that big road win if you get a chance.
Yep, exactly.
Can you get a couple yards? Yeah. Well, the Hilltoppers are on for their second kickoff tonight, lining up to kick. Jackson Egan. Once again, he'll be kicking to our right as the Thunderbirds will prepare their second possession. They picked up a first down on their opening possession before fumbling the ball away. Hodges has got this, and we got a whistle here. I'm not sure.
I think they think he called fair catch.
Okay, they're going to call that a fair catch. It was near the goal line, it looked like, when he may or may not have signaled. But in any event, it's going to be first and 10 for the T-Birds at the 20-yard line.
So yeah, I guess I'm not sure what the rule is on that because he calls a fair catch. It's not in his end zone. He calls the fair catch at
the end zone,
5 or 10 yard line, and he starts at the 20. So there must be a rule.
Throgmorton takes the snap. Jackson Puttcomer looking to get off right end. He got a short gain. couldn't quite find the gap he was looking for.
There must be a rule, WIAA, and if anybody knows, send us a message. Right. That
we'll get our crack research staff on.
Call fair catch. Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Can't cross the goal line, huh?
Well, there you go.
All right.
Second and about seven for the T-Birds. Once again, one receiver to the right, one to the left. Jackson Puckhammer stands next to Aiden Throckmorton in the backfield. Handoff is to Puckhammer. He's looking to head between the tackles, up the gut. Another short game. It's going to be a pickup of about one, maybe two. It'll be a third and about five coming up for Baraboo.
Puckhammer is going right into the belly of the beast there.
Indeed.
And just trying to churn out as many yards as he can. That's just a dive left. That's basically between the center and the guard. And, boy, he was met by three or four big Hilltoppers there.
Not a lot of room to operate there. All right, so we're looking at a third and about five for the Thunderbirds on their second possession of the evening. Snap is to Throckmorton. This is a handoff looking to go around right end this time and getting close to the first down. He may have it just across the 30-yard line.
He's getting up with that ball. Number 22, Jordy Beal.
Jordy Beal picks it up. That's going to be a Thunderbird first down. So once again, if you just joined us, my name is Ben Bromley, voice of the Thunderbirds. Happy to be joined by Brandon Wigner, Thunderbird legend. We've got a conference matchup here tonight. The Onalaska Hilltoppers are out to an early 7-0 lead. Baraboo looking to answer here on its second possession. Another handoff. Puckhammer looking to go off left tackle. Cuts it inside. Picks up a couple of yards on first down.
Puckhammer just picked up those couple because he kind of turned and put his button back into the defender and he kind of fell and pushed him a couple of yards. That's just beef there. Beef.
Beef is what's for dinner.
Where is it? Well, it's right here. That's where the beef is. It's Jackson Puckhammer, that's no doubt.
Second and seven for the T-Birds. There's another inside handoff. Working between the tackles again. A short gain this time. A couple of Hilltopper tacklers in on that one, including Ethan Topolsky.
They're going to give him 1 yard. Again, he dived left, but that time he was hit pretty hard immediately at the line of scrimmage.
So third and about six coming up for the Thunderbirds. They picked up a third and five on the ground just a few minutes ago. This time they come out showing one receiver wide to the right, one to the left. Puckhammer stands behind Throgmorton, who's waiting for that shotgun snap. The give is to Puckhammer. He's working between the tackles.
He's just churning
across the 40-yard line for another first down.
Beast. Great play by Puckhammer. He was hit two and a half full yards short. And did you see him just keep chopping? That's what they say, keep your legs moving, keep chopping, and he just pushed forward and picked up those last couple yards in the first down.
Grinding out for a hard-earned first down, so back-to-back first downs for the Thunderbirds. They are now across their 40-yard line. And on first down, a little bit of a bobble on the snap. The handoff is to Puckhammer. Once again, short pickup. Got about two.
Puckhammer for two. Second and eight.
T-Birds continue to
operate
conservatively.
Here's the deal. I mean, they haven't stopped it yet, right?
Right.
So the only reason it got stopped was our own mistake. So you run it till they stop it.
So who's put out wide to the right is Elliot Romberg. Wide to the left is Rashad Hodges. It's going to be another inside handoff. Guess who? Puckhammer once again right into that crowd, putting his nose into the pile, and he got about one. Everyone's going to sleep well tonight after a tough night in the trenches, Brandon.
Puckhammer's going to need an ice bath, I think. And the linemen are doing a lot of work up front trying to push these big boys from Onalaska back. Because if the play is a simple dive left or right, a lot of it is all on these linemen to get that initial block.
We got a third and about seven here for the T-Birds. Jordy Beal's in motion to the right. They're going to roll out looking to throw. Throgmorton looking for a target. Evading pressure, firing right, incomplete right at midfield. That'll bring up a fourth down.
Incomplete was intended for Jordy Beal over there.
So we got a fourth and long in your own territory. You imagine the T-Birds are going to punt this away.
I would imagine so. You know what? I'm glad to see them throw, but I actually thought they would, you know, try to get three there and then set up a fourth and two or something situation.
Right.
So
instead, the T-Birds will be punting it away from 44-yard line. The Hilltopper deep safety is standing inside their 20.
Looks like Romberg's punting.
Under pressure. That might have gotten tipped.
It did.
It's going to bounce at midfield. Does take a T-Bird bounce. It's going to roll to about the 41, so not a disaster. You didn't get to flip the field position the way you might have liked, but you avoided a full-on punt block.
I tell you what, it ended up going 20 yards, but it easily could have gone zero. But, boy, I tell you what, the T-Bird linemen have to protect that because there were three Hilltoppers that came barreling through there, and so we're lucky to pick up a 20-yard punt.
That was a heavy rush, no
doubt. That was a lookout block.
Yeah. So the Hilltoppers, once again, are going to have advantageous field position here. They're starting at their own 41 instead of the Thunderbird 41 this time. And here's another handoff to Cornette off left tackle. They seem to like that spot. He's over the 45 to the 46, maybe a little farther than that.
They
Speaking, like you said, Brandon, about they're going to run a play until you stop it.
They are.
Running off left tackle.
And they should, too. And let's see who was in on that tackle at the bottom of the pile, number 45 for Baraboo, Jacob Balfonce. But, yeah, not before he picks up six.
Hilltoppers scored on their opening possession. Just two plays, a 32-yard touchdown run by Cameron Cornette. Looking to throw this time. Back to throw, looking for a target. Right side and finding Cornette open on the sideline across midfield. Nice toss there from the Hilltoppers quarterback. That's Ian Kowal. He finds Cornette in the passing game that time for a nice pickup down to about the 38-yard line of the Thunderbirds.
Of course, Cornette was lined up to run again, but he immediately released and went around the right-hand side, and the linebacker just was a step or two behind him and wide open. He juggled the catch, but he pulled it in.
Kowal came into the game with a total of 943 passing yards. He stands poised to cross 1,000 here tonight. Now we've got more of an I formation look with one receiver right, one left for the Hilltoppers. Kowal with a give to Cornette. Looking to work between the tackles this time.
Nice.
He is dropped inside the 35-yard line.
Two T-Birds there, number 75 and number...
So that's Cody Kirchberg.
Might be Jordy Beal or it's number 44. Bobby Meeker, one of those two, I couldn't tell. So those two combined on the tackle.
So a pickup
nice
of about
play.
Four on first down for the Hilltoppers. That was their first time they showed us that I formation
it
look.
It is. Absolutely it was.
This time they're going to deploy one receiver to the right and left. I formation look again. Kowal under center. Barks out the signals. Here's a handoff between the tackle and
beautiful
dropped.
Tackle.
Nice tackle behind
right
the line
around
of scrimmage.
Right around the ankles.
Gabe Arnold on the tackle.
Gabe Arnold came through, and he was in the backfield at the handoff, and he stuffed him for no gain.
Noah Chenault on the carry there. He comes in actually with 341 receiving yards, but they used him in the run game there. Picks up a little bit. It's going to be third and long. Another tweak to the look here. Kowal now operating under the shotgun. Two receivers to the left. He's got an up back and one back behind him as well. He's looking to throw.
Looking
left
all
side.
The way.
He's got a man open for the first down inside the 30 to about the 25.
Wrapped up
that's
there
Tyson
by
Hughes with
Jacob
the catch.
Balfonce. But once Jacob Balfonce is catching that about 8 or 9 yards down the field, it's too late by then.
First down for the Hilltoppers. They continue to roll in T-Bird territory. They're looking to build on an early 7-0 lead. We're down to about 4 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. Two receivers out left for Onalaska. One back behind Kowal. Up back as well. This is another handoff to Chenault. He's looking to go off the right tackle. He's hit out there by Romberg. Dropped for a gain of about 5.
Looks like that was Stettler on that carry there. Kaysen Stettler, number 23.
Oh, okay. I was reading
first,
13.
First time that we've called that number.
Thank you. So it'll be second and 5 for Onalaska.
And he's back in the backfield again, Stettler there.
The ball resting now inside the 20 of the Thunderbirds.
Get your fullback, number 8 in there.
You're Kaysen right. We've got Chenault out left along
yep,
with another
we
receiver.
Do.
And Stettler in the backfield. I misread 23 for 13. I'll get these numbers right eventually.
That's all right.
Oh, there's a fake handoff and now rolling left. Kowal looking to throw. He's got a man, but it's between his hands. Falls incomplete on the left side. It'll bring up third down.
Number 30, Jackson Egan for the Hilltoppers was wide open. It just kind of was a little bit high. It was a good throw. Just a little high, and it went through his fingertips. You know, it's funny, on our sheets here, we got Onalaska, their first name, last name in that order. And on the Baraboo side, we got last name, first name.
Just to keep us on our
toes. Just to keep us on our toes.
And you got guys like Gabe Arnold, who could be either
there
one.
There you go. That's right. Is that one like receiver, Dwayne?
Wait, right? No. One receiver wide left, one to the right. And this is a handoff. This is Stettler again between the tackles. Solid pickup. And it looks like they might give him a first down
right
here.
Right at the sticks.
Kaysen Stettler with a first down carry. So with that 5-yard pickup, the Hilltoppers get a fresh set of downs. First and 10 from the Baraboo 15 coming up.
Boy, I tell you, if the T-Bird defense can bend and not break here, that would be a huge boost. It's tough to come out your first two drives, give up two touchdowns, and have the energy to fight back.
Two receivers out wide right. Stettler, the lone back behind Kowal. He's under center. He's looking to throw, drops back, rolls right. He's nearly intercepted along the near sideline. Ball into and out of the hands.
Gabe Arnold.
Of the aforementioned Gabe Arnold. We'll call that a pass defense.
My goodness.
And it will bring up, second and long.
He's slapping his helmet. He knows he missed an opportunity, but no gain, second down. But, man, you want that one back.
Golden opportunity.
Golden opportunity. And you know what? That's one of those where – you could have run 90 yards. Yeah,
I was just going to say he had an opportunity to take that back.
Yep.
Receivers out wide and to the right and the left. Here's a handoff inside. This is Cornette again. He's going to work to about the 10. That's a pickup of nearly 5 on second and 10.
Cornette is very athletic. He's up in the air spinning and trying to get out of that tackle.
So we saw him do some damage early on. Then they brought in Kaysen Stettler to spell him. But Cameron Cornette is back. We'll see what Coach Yasinski has dialed up for a third and about 5 from the Thunderbird 10. It's Onalaska 7, Baraboo 0 in the closing moments of the first quarter. Kowal's under center. He's got two receivers to the right. He's looking to throw. Drops back. Looks right. Throws right. Completes.
Beautiful.
But
hit.
A tackle right near the line of scrimmage. So the catch was made there by number 9, Luke Siegel.
And the big hit was put on him by Trevon Lawyer over there to prevent much of a gain. It's going to be fourth and 2.
Fourth and 2. Meanwhile, Cody Kirchberg is coming in a little banged up on that last play.
He is. He's going to come out of the game here and take a spell before you.
By Michael Hobler.
I tell you what, you need your senior tackle in there. I mean, he's 6'3", 245, senior leadership. I hope he's okay.
Fourth and short, deep in Baraboo territory. Onalaska rushes a play in. It's Cornette. He's between the tackles. He's near the goal line. He's shy of that, but he is going to pick up a first down. It'll be a first and goal for Onalaska.
It's down to about the 3, and you're right. They did rush it in. They think they were, I think, you know, with Kirchberg coming off the sideline, they were trying to hustle in a play, and they got it before we were fully set.
Now running on, John Rogers for the T-Birds. First and goal coming up for Onalaska. Kowal, inside handoff to Cornette. He's over the goal line and in for his second touchdown, and we have some penalty flags flying as well. As for the moment, it's 13-0 on Alaska with a touchdown, but we'll check the markers.
They did signal it.
So the officials are going to confer.
I think it's, you know, they're going to consider this after the play, I think. I'm not sure who it's on, but they had already raised their hands for the touchdown.
And the official's going to come over and talk with Coach Turkington, explain the situation. Coach Turkington in his 11th season with the Thunderbirds. They've made the playoffs 4 straight years, 5 times in 6 years.
Touchdown for the Hilltoppers after the play.
So that's Cornette's second TD.
That will be assessed on the kickoff.
Going to be unsportsmanlike conduct against the Thunderbirds. And, you know, 2 weeks ago for homecoming, T-Birds had a problem with three unsportsmanlike conducts,
including an ejection. Yeah.
A targeting ejection. So
snap, place, and kick are all good for the Hilltoppers. That's Mallory Meehan with the extra point. That makes it Onalaska 14. Baraboo 0 with 38 seconds remaining in the first quarter. We want to make sure we mention the sponsors who make possible these broadcasts of Baraboo High School Athletics. They include Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance Agency, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and the Don Larson Superstore. Well, Brandon, the Thunderbirds are down early, but certainly it's still anybody's ballgame.
Absolutely. It's early enough here that Barrow has really got to stiffen on defense. So the offense has moved the ball a little, both of their drives, but the defense has not found the magic yet in order to shut them down when they need to.
They need a big answer here from the offense.
They sure do. I mean, you yes, that's an understatement. They do need a big answer here. And you know, again, you know, when you do have a little bit of a third and longer situation, six or seven, because our, you know, again, we're living on backup quarterbacks, you know, now these days. And so, you know, if you want to pick up 3-4 on the run and set up a fourth and two, you know, I think with Puttcomer, that's probably your play.
So the ball rests on a Thunderbirds 45 due to that unsportsmanlike conduct foul. So the Hilltoppers could pin the T-Birds deep here. This kick actually sails through the end zone for a touchback. That might be the best possible outcome for the T-Birds.
Yep, that was a heck of a kickoff.
So Baraboo will come out looking to get its first points on the board. It'll be first and 10 from the 20. Well, other Baraboo High School sports action coming up. Girls tennis has its conference meet already Saturday at Nielsen Tennis Center in Madison. Cross-country team has got the Reedsburg Invitational on Saturday at the Hartshe Center. First and 10, Baraboo. This is their third possession. Throgmorton in the shotgun, hands off to Puttcomer, who's trying to work between tackles and finds no room.
And there he's stuffed for nothing. And so, you know, now they're going to bottle up that middle. And so you got to keep them honest. And you got to either, you know, you could do things like, obviously, you could do some sort of a sweep around the end, or you could try to throw on first down, to be blunt. Try to catch them off guard. Line up just like your normal little dive play and then take a small shot, you know, 15 yards down the field just to keep them honest. Because right now they're just, now they're sitting dead red.
Hodges left. But it's going to be the other hand off. This is Jordy Beal looking to get around the right side. He's got some room near the first down along the far sideline on that second down carry. We'll see where they mark it. Looks like he's going to be a little shy of the first down, but that's a solid second down pickup. It'll be third and short for the Thunderbirds.
That's exactly what they needed to do. Beal. And, boy, I thought he got the first down, but I don't know where they're going to mark it. I mean, maybe it's a yard short, but we're at the end of the quarter, aren't we?
And after one quarter of action, that's the Onalaska Hilltoppers, 14, Baraboo 0. So we're talking a little bit about the other Baraboo High School sports action. I'll get back to that list here. The girls' tennis team, like I mentioned, has their conference meet tomorrow at the Nielsen Tennis Center at UW-Madison. Cross-country team has the Reedsburg Invitational tomorrow at the Hartshe Center. JV football will be at Logan on Monday. Girls' golf has its regional at Reedsburg on Monday. Girls swimming, dual meet Tuesday versus McFarland. Boys soccer is at Sauk Prairie on Tuesday and at Monona Grove on Thursday. And the volleyball team will be taking on Stoughton on Tuesday. T-Birds coming into this game looking for their first win of the year. We talked about how they've had great success in recent seasons under Coach Turkington with four straight playoff appearances. That's a streak that's going to end here this season. But you'd like to think a win is something you can build on, don't you think, Brandon?
Especially if you're a senior, if one of these last two games, you can get a W, you will remember that W for a long time. I've talked about this before. I only won two games my senior year, and boy, what? Once in a while, when you're coming down to a game like this, you remember those couple of wins, and they are meaningful.
That's what you actually remember, right?
Yeah, well, no, I remember getting my butt kicked, too, but that's okay. That's either here nor there.
First and 10 coming, or I should say, it's going to be third and short coming up for the T-Birds. They're at about the 27-yard line. Jackson Puckhammer stands next to Throgmorton. The snap was high. They were looking to give it to Jordy Beal again, but we've got a whistle.
It's going to be a false start.
That's going to push the T-Birds back. So instead of a third and short, you're looking at a third and long.
And those are the kind of mistakes, especially when you're losing. You're the underdog. You're down 14-0. You just can't have on a short third down. Now it goes from a third and two to a third and seven. And now it'll be interesting to see if they take the approach of another handoff to pick up half of the yardage or so.
Third and seven for the T-Birds after the false start. They're going to give it to Puckhammer between the tackles. Oh, he breaks a tackle along the left side. He's across the 25, picks up good yardage, but it's still going to be short. It'll be a fourth and about two.
Yep, he got back to about the line of scrimmage before the penalty, and quite frankly, you can't go for it here. You're at your own, what, 29-yard line? So if you don't pick it up, unfortunately, you're leaving them 29 short yards away from the end zone.
So Elliot Romberg is going to punt it away. He's standing at the Thunderbirds' 15-yard line. Snap is clean. Not as much of a rush this time. Punt gets
nice
away,
punt.
Bounces inside the 40, and it's going to be down near the 35, and that's where the Hilltoppers will take over. So we saw the heavy pressure and the tipped punt last time around. This was a cleaner operation.
It was. I couldn't tell if our line did a better job or they just were rushing the punter
as
heavily.
Much.
Yeah, I know.
Hard to tell.
Either way, we'll take that. It was a nice punt.
Well, we talked about how these teams have had some thrillers recently. Last year, Onalaska with a 21-20 win. Of course, the T-Birds just a few seasons back scored two touchdowns in the final minute to shock the Hilltoppers at their place as the T-Birds were rolling toward level three of the playoffs that season. So far, it's been all Hilltoppers. They lead 14-0. Cameron Cornett takes this handoff. He stays between the tackles this time for a short gain. Picks up a couple on first down.
He got hit real hard, and Onalaska's got a guy down still. Couldn't tell who made that tackle. It looks like number 44 for Baraboo made a nice hit. Bobby Meeker with a real hard hit.
It looks like everyone's all right. No one's coming off.
Yeah,
for 50, second down.
53 is going to limp off for Onalaska.
Oh, there we go. And now it looks like they're going to...
Bodie Calloway is the guy
they're
that
going to make a substitution here.
Down for just a minute, but he got up under his own power, and he looks like it's a knee or an ankle.
The Hilltoppers will huddle up.
You know, I could get used to this weather. Wearing shorts and a T-shirt
in mid-October. No doubt. Second and long coming up for the Hilltoppers. They lead 14-0. They've scored on both of their possessions thus far. Kowal looking to throw this time. Drops back. He's
going
looking
deep.
Right. Now he's going to throw it center of the field. He's got
a beautiful play.
A nice play by Elliot Romberg to swoop in and knock that pass away in the last instant.
Romberg stuck his big right paw up in the air and batted that ball away in a beautiful play.
Tyson Hughes had a couple of steps and a potential touchdown.
Yeah, he was a full length ahead of Romberg, and Romberg just got his big paw up in the air as far as he could and swatted the ball away. That was textbook defense on that throw.
Third and long on Alaska. They are at about their own 35-yard line. Kowal looking to throw again.
He's got all the time in the world.
No pressure at all. Fires right side. He's got a man open for a first down. Cutting across midfield. That is Maurice Holyfield on the catch and run. Picks up a first down, and the Hilltoppers are in Baraboo territory once again.
Gabe Arnold made the tackle, but not after a, 16-yard pickup. And, boy, I tell you what, that one, our defensive line has got to get pressure because he could have stood back there and grilled up some brats, I think, in the amount of time he had.
First and 10.
He was cooking in the kitchen. I think he could have cooked in the kitchen back there. And he was. He was picking, looking at all his receivers, and he found the most wide open one.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right for Onalaska. Two backs down, an I formation look. Kowal's going to hand it off. Working between the tackles. That's Cornett. He's across the 45 to about the 42 of Baraboo.
And again, when your secondary is making the tackle after about 5 or 6 yards, that's. We got to get a little pressure up on that front line. I haven't seen, is Kirchberg? No, he's not out there. He's right here in front of us.
You're
walking
right. He's
around.
Still working things out a little bit.
When your big boy is off the sidelines, or on the sidelines, I should say, that's why they're not getting any pressure at all and push up there.
Second and five, give or take, for the Hilltoppers. They're in Baraboo territory, looking to build on a two-touchdown lead. Two receivers to the right, one of them is now in motion to the left. He'll take the handoff, going around left end. Nice work by Hodges. Force that back inside, but it's still going to be a first down pickup. Jordy Beal on the tackle, but that's a first down gain on the end around for Luke Siegel.
That was just an end around play. They were going way, way out left as far as they could right from the start. And that's a sneaky little handoff when he runs by and you just do that.
So the Hilltoppers introducing a wrinkle and picks them up a first down. We are ticking down to about 9 minutes to go in the first half. Hilltoppers lead Baraboo 14-0. They send two receivers out wide to the right. Lone back, or I should say two backs in the I formation behind Kowal. He's under center, takes a snap, hands to Cornett. A little bit of a cutback through the middle. He's to about the 30-yard line. Solid first down pickup.
Yeah, Cornett was going to go outside. He must have cut back, came inside, kind of saw a little seam, and he did pick up about 7 yards. He's a talented, quick-cutting running back.
No doubt. Giving the T-Birds defense all it can handle here in the early going. It's going to be second and short for Onalaska. Ball resting just outside the Thunderbird 30-yard line. Two receivers out wide to the right. Another I formation look here for the Hilltoppers. Kowal under center. Barks out the signals. Takes the snap. This is another handoff to Cornett. They got some contact in the defensive backfield. Limited him to a short game, but it's going to be about third and one.
They could have wrapped him up right at the line of scrimmage, but the second group of guys did stop him a yard and a half short. So
easier said than done, wrapping him up.
Yeah,
right?
No kidding.
So it'll be a third and short coming up here for Onalaska. We're glad you joined us on this beautiful night for football here at Flambeau Field at Baraboo High School. This Mississippi Valley Conference matchup between the Onalaska Hilltoppers and your Baraboo Thunderbirds. Third and one, another I formation look with two receivers out wide to the right on the short side of the field. Hilltoppers are now moving to our left as we look at the field. This is a handoff
that is stuffed.
So that was Kaysen Stettler taking the handoff, and that's short of the first down. It's going to be fourth and one.
Numerous T-Bird linemen in on that tackle, and the putt comer's coming out. Yeah, that guy does it all. There he comes out.
We talked about how last year he was all-conference second team as a linebacker and as a running back. He had 69 tackles plus 721 yards rushing.
Can we redshirt him senior? Can we get him? Think he's eligible still. What about a COVID year?
Fourth and one. They go to Cornett this time, and he's going to dive across the line of scrimmage for what looks to be a first down.
Boy, I don't know.
T-Birds are celebrating.
That's right at the stick. I don't know. The ref gave it to us.
And it's a turnover on downs. How about that? So it looked like Cornett had dived across the line to gain, but the officials see it differently.
You know, I think it's where his knee came down because he was diving, but he was kind of falling as he was diving, and so I think they said he was down before the ball was across the plane.
So the Thunderbirds will be taking over offensively at their own 28-yard line, and we talked about how they need a big play, need a spark. Well, maybe that was it.
That was fantastic for the defense, and now the offense has to the defense just stepped up. Now it's time for the offense to show they can step up.
One receiver wide to the right, one to the left. Throgmorton with an inside handoff. That's going to pick up a couple of yards here on first down. Showing a little wrinkle there.
Who was that?
The handoff was to Jordy Beal.
Jordy Beal
for four.
Picked up a couple of yards.
We haven't seen that play, really.
So the T-Birds are trying to shake things up a little bit, show some new looks. It's going to be second and about six for the Thunderbirds. Two backs along with Rob Morton in the backfield.
Aren't they?
It's going to be handoff to Puckhammer. Oh, he's got room. He's heading down the left sideline over across the 40 for what would have been a first down, but we've got a penalty flag.
You got a penalty flag in the neighborhood of holding.
Indeed. So it looked like a promising first down carry for the Thunderbirds, but it's going to be a hold instead that'll put them behind the sticks.
And you never know if that's the hold that play was what sprung Puckhammer or not, or was it away from the ball, and you think, what a shame, you know? Because, you know, those holds that are away from the ball and have nothing to do with the play, those are the ones that are tough to stomach. But
now you played line both ways, correct?
I did, yep.
So you don't have a problem with holding getting called? Some offensive linemen will say there's no such thing as a hold.
Well, I'll let you call this play.
Doug Morton back to pass, looking to pick up a second and 16 here. Oh, the ball is scooted loose, and the Hilltoppers have picked it up at about the 20-yard line and racing into the end zone for what appears to be a Hilltopper touchdown.
Carson Zeneker, number 21, picked up the ball somewhere. Throgmorton got knocked around. Ball came loose, came forward about 5 or 6 yards. The ball was in no man's land. Carson picks it up and runs it back. Dang.
Tough break for the T-Birds. The ball just got knocked out of the quarterback's hands there in the pocket. Zeneker with the defensive touchdown. That was a return of about 22 yards. He was among the Hilltoppers' leading tacklers coming in. 50 tackles on the season. There he pulls off the scoop and the score, and it's 20-0 on Alaska.
Is he a linebacker? Must be, huh? Middle linebacker. Every defender's dream, scooping up a fumble and running it back for a touchdown. He just lived it.
Before Mallory Meehan got a chance to add the extra point, there is a whistle and a penalty flag on the T-Birds. Had some trouble with that, getting lined up for the extra points.
I think Got to be honest with you, the one thing that I've noticed the most from last year compared to this year is we're just not disciplined. There's a lot of laundry on the field this year. We didn't see that last year. And the boys just, it's a little sloppy.
Now the kick is up in the air and good for Mallory Meehan. So it's 21-0 on Alaska with about 6 minutes remaining here in the first half. T-Birds, we thought they got that spark they needed with the turnover on downs, but instead they not only hand the ball back to the Hilltoppers, but allow a touchdown in the process.
Fortunately, we couldn't see Throgmorton. You know, he was back to pass, and then he was moving. He was coming up into the up towards the lineman, and somewhere the ball got knocked forward, and it's got to protect that ball if you're going to take off and run.
Once again, if you're just joining us, I'm Ben Bromley, joined by Brandon Wagner. Thrilled to be with you tonight on 99.7 Max FM, as well as on the Civic Media app and the NFHS Network. The Onalaska Hilltoppers lead the Baraboo Thunderbirds 21-0. We're happy to bring you this broadcast courtesy of the Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance Agency, Seasons Counseling, Baraboo State Bank, Pals Brewing, and the Don Larson Superstore. Onalaska getting ready to kick it away here. Ball will be on the 40-yard line. Twin safeties back to return for the T-Birds. That's Romberg and Hughes. Hodges, I should say. Romberg and Hodges.
This kicker's got a leg. A couple of touchbacks already.
That's Jackson Egan booting it away. Looks like Hodges is going to grab this one just shy of the goal line. Looking to cut right side. He's nearing the 20. Evades one tackler. Gets dropped by a couple of Hilltoppers at about the 22-yard line. That's where the Thunderbirds will take over. Looking for their first score of the evening. They trail by 3 touchdowns.
Well, this is the opportunity for the offense to come back, and absolutely they need an answer. It looks like Throgmorton has gone to the bench, though, here, so I don't know.
Well, one of the starting quarterbacks from earlier in the season, Zach Burgess, is in street clothes, so we're not going to see him.
No.
What do we got this is like a wildcat look.
It is.
Jackson Puckhammer is going
to
take it.
Snapping right to him.
Direct snap, right up the gut. Why not? Picks up a solid 5, maybe 6.
It's funny. I was just about to say that because I kept looking. Who's the quarterback? Where's the quarterback? And sure enough, they're in the wildcat.
Successful first down play. They'll bring up a second and about 5. Keeps them on their toes when you never know who's the quarterback.
That is true.
Same look.
Yep, that's all we're going to do.
Again, up the gut. He picked up probably about 2. So if it's not enough, you play linebacker and fullback, you got to play quarterback too.
That up the gut play worked the first couple of drives, but now they're starting to they're starting to crowd the box. We'll see if Baraboo can adjust to that.
Third and short coming up for the Thunderbirds. Now, at various points this year, we've also seen Elliot Romberg under center. We've seen 3 T-Bird quarterbacks. I guess with Jackson Puttkamer, this makes 4 T-Bird quarterbacks we've seen this season. He takes a direct snap. He was looking to hand off. There's nobody there. He carries it forward for close to first down yardage. In fact, he may have it.
I don't think that was supposed to be the play.
I don't think it was either, but it worked.
He grabbed the ball. He turned. Nobody was there, so he ran forward and picked up his 3 yards and got it.
Well, Jackson kept his head about him and
he did.
Made the best of it, picked up the 3 yards he needed for the first down. So it'll be first and 10 Thunderbirds from their 33-yard line. Now you wonder if they're going to change it up at all. They got 3 straight wildcat looks right up the gut.
It doesn't look like they're going to.
Now they've got 2 upbacks in front of Puckhammer. Now here's a handoff. Looking to pick his way but being denied at the line of scrimmage was... Can't make it out from here.
Who is that?
Was that Beal?
Wrapped up. Yeah, number 3,
Arnold.
Actually.
Number three, Arnold.
Yep.
Minimal gain there. It'll be second and long for the T-Birds. And, Jackson Puckhammer is the one running back to the sideline to bring in the signals. Elliot Romberg is wide to the right. Rashad Hodges to the left. 1 running back behind Puckhammer. Puckhammer was looking to hand off, and we got a pre-snap penalty.
It's probably going to
be
not
a good
false
for the
start.
Thunderbirds.
No.
Second and 14. So second and long becomes second and longer here for Baraboo.
How many years have you been doing this broadcast now?
Well, let's see, for Thunderbirds, 3-4 seasons now.
Have you seen the Wildcat before?
Not this extensively, no. Not multiple plays in a row.
Right,
no.
This whole drive is going to be that way.
Looks that way. In fact, I wonder if they'll go this way throughout. now that they're down a couple of quarterbacks?
Well, I don't think, you know, Throckmorton's over here on the bench. He doesn't look to be hurt, so I don't know, you know, if he comes back in later and just takes this series off to clear his head.
So we had two backs in front of Puckhammer. He actually hands off. This carry is over right tackle, over the 30-yard line to about the 32.
Looks like Jordy Beal ended up getting the ball. Yep.
He made a solid pickup. It's going to be third and nine for the T-Birds, and this is going to be tough to pick this one up with Wildcat dive up the gut.
It is. I mean, Wildcat's fine, but now when you're third and nine, I don't know if Puttcumber throw. Yeah, they're going to talk about it. good play. They're going to take a timeout.
Got a timeout for the T-Birds. That gives us a chance to talk a little bit about some of the other action in Baraboo High School Athletics. Volleyball team, they've got their conference tournament coming up at Portage tomorrow. It's already getting to be that time of the year. Cross-country team, boys and girls, they have their varsity meet at Christmas Mountain Resort tomorrow. Looking forward into next week. Plenty of activities there as well. JV is going to be taking on Alaska. That's a road game. Tuesday, we'll have some more action for you. The Badger Challenge in volleyball is going to be taking place. They're going to be taking on Wanakee at Jack Young Middle School and at the high school as well. Swimming team is going to have a triangular, a girls varsity triangular featuring multiple schools right here at Baraboo at Jack Young Middle School.
I tell you what, we are blessed to have that middle school and those gyms in there. It's such a nice facility.
They will indeed go for the direct snap. Jackson Puckhammer is across the 35. He's dropped near the 40, so that's going to bring up a fourth and about three for the T-Birds.
Nice play. He picks up six there, but I don't, you know, and here's the deal. You're down 21-0. And, yeah, you're at your own 40 with a fourth and three, but let's be honest, you desperately need points. And whether you lose 28-0 or 45-0, you got to give your offense a chance here to go.
Well, you would think they would be caught off guard by a throw here, right?
I'm not sure they practice that. We'll find out.
There's that. Two backs in front of Puckhammer. He takes the Wildcat snap. He's trying to plow across the gut, and he's going to get that first down.
I think he did. Beautiful play.
Through sheer persistence.
He is just.
Jackson Puckhammer with a first down run. The Thunderbirds approach midfield. This is going to be at their 44 with a fresh set of downs.
He needed three. He got four, and he is a man amongst boys right now out there. And he's working his butt off.
I think we all know what play's coming. Oh, no, the snap is over his head, and the Hilltoppers are going to get another defensive score if they pick it up. Well, they don't pick it up the first time around. Then the second defender comes through. That's number seven. Antoine Felton picks it up. There were two Hilltoppers who could have scooped that up for a touchdown. They both whipped.
They ran right past it.
Felton jumps on it, and it'll be first and 10 at the Thunderbird 20 for Onalaska with the fumble recovery.
And unfortunately, that's just on the center as he snapped that.
That was
a foot and a half above Puttcomer's head. So,
yep. So, once again, the Hilltoppers will be in business in Thunderbird territory on Alaska, looking to build on a three-touchdown lead. But just when the T-Birds have something going, it seems like they shoot themselves in the foot.
Got to be honest, I credit credit Turkington with going for it there on that fourth and three and the guts to do it and Puttcumber to get that first down. And
first and 10 at the Thunderbird 22. We've got 2:12 to go here in the first half. Kowal's got it. Back to pass. All kinds of time. He's going to run it.
All right.
He's going to pick up a short gain, 2 yards on his own right up the middle. But, boy, once again, he is not under any pressure at all.
He had an opportunity to launch that ball, and there was great coverage out there in the secondary, so he couldn't, so he tucked it. And then the pocket collapsed on him finally, and he only picked up a couple yards.
Second and 8 for the Hilltoppers. They're looking to add another touchdown here before half. We are under 2 minutes to play. Kowal under center. Takes the snap. Gives to Cornette. He cuts between the tackles, and he's going to rumble into the end zone for his third touchdown run. Touchdown on Alaska. Makes it 27-0 Hilltoppers.
A.J. Elliott had a chance to wrap him up after about a 7 or 8 yard gain. Hit him a little too high. You got to wrap him up around the legs. He broke through and went all the way. and the wheels are off.
Indeed. It's going to be a four-touchdown deficit here for the T-Birds. Mallory Meehan's going to line up for the extra point. She's been perfect this evening. The lines are down. Here's a snap. The hold. The kick. It's perfect. Hilltoppers 28. Baraboo 0. 28-0. With a minute and a half to go here in tonight's home contest.
And you brought that up. They're switching up kicker duties. They've got their kickoff who can boot that ball 60, 70 yards. And Megan does their extra points. And she's been perfect tonight.
She has 4-4-4. And that's not something you take for granted at this level.
Nope.
Being able to count on an extra point.
We've talked about that when we had Scanlon last year,
Finley
how nice
Scanlon
it was.
Well, he could get you field goals even, which
exactly.
is all the more advantageous.
Yep, for sure.
Baraboo offense still looking to get something going here. They've picked up some first downs. They've had a little bit of mojo, but they are down to, we can't even call it the backup quarterback. They've got their fullback standing in as a quarterback. Injuries have hit that position. Makes it tough to run an offense.
I'm looking for Throgmorton, and I'm trying to find if he's out there.
I just saw him in front of us a minute ago, but now I can't find him either.
I can't find him either. He's not out on special teams, is he?
Hilltoppers looking to kick it away. Two safeties back deep for the Thunderbirds. They're standing at their own five. Ready to kick it away once again. It's Jackson Egan. He drills an end-over-end kick. Hodges fields it inside the 10. Over across the 15, and he's going to be dropped right there. Thunderbirds are going to be deep in their own territory with only a minute and a half to go. They do have a pair of timeouts. They've been conservative offensively thus far, throwing, what, one pass?
Yes. I've got them down for 0-for-1.
Right.
And Throgmorton's right here. He's right in front of the Gatorade. And he doesn't appear to be hurt. He just appears to be taking some time off on the sideline. Probably the coach's recommendation at this point.
So we'll see what the T-Birds do here. If they're content to run out the first half or if they're going to try to strike quickly. They've got one receiver to the right, one to the left.
Oh.
The snap is botched again. And he's able to work. Dirty Beal is able to jump on that and prevent disaster.
And I think it looked like a good snap. I just think it was too hot maybe for Beal to handle, and it went through his hands.
So that's going to make it about 2nd and 20, and Onalaska is going to call timeouts, absolutely.
Timeout, Onalaska.
Got the Thunderbirds right where they want them. And this is tough duty for a fullback to come in. He's wearing his gloves and everything, right? And he's taking snaps and makes it challenging.
Absolutely.
This is, like you said, not something they probably prepared for.
And I was just going to say, obviously they've practiced this a little. But we haven't seen it at all this year, which tells you they're probably not practicing it a lot. And you can see it. They're just there's some miscommunication between Puttcummer and the other running back. Maybe it's Beal when he's supposed to hand off to him. Obviously, he got some snapping issues, not only from the center, but there on the bobble from us. So this is tough right now.
We are waiting for the plague of locusts to descend
we
upon
are.
Flambeau Field. Everything is gone the other way for Baraboo. It's been all Hilltoppers. And that was another, although that was a potential scoop and score, the Hilltopper defense could have three touchdowns tonight. Instead, we're looking at a second and about 20. Puttcammer's going to take this one into the teeth of that Hilltopper defense for a minimal gain. And we're going to have another Onalaska timeout. This is their second. They got one left.
Timeout.
We're at 59 seconds to play. Onalaska hoping to potentially get the ball back here. It's going to be third and long for the T-Birds. At least force them to, they want to at least force Baraboo to have to punt.
Right, exactly. We got a little, I don't know, somebody barking up here at us, huh? Not at us.
Possibly. Who knows?
I don't either.
59 seconds to go here in the first half. We were Thunderbirds are facing a third and about 17.
We were resting our vocal cords. We were tired of talking about how good the Hilltoppers look tonight, so right. We took a 20-second break.
Right. One receiver wide right, one wide left for Baraboo. Puckhammer takes a snap. He's going to keep it. He operates around left end. He's got a little bit of
nice
green grass. He's near the original line of scrimmage.
I'd say he picked up just about 10 yards there, 8 to 10 yards.
And I would imagine we'll see another, another Onalaska timeout. So that's going to be fourth and about 11, 51 seconds to play. So the T-Birds will have to punt it away. Hilltoppers hoping to perhaps put a few more points on the board before half.
And you can't blame the Hilltoppers. It's still the first half. You're still playing for an insurmountable lead. Anybody would do the same in this position. It's not the fourth quarter yet where you shouldn't be running up the score
right.
and taking timeouts. First half is full game. I mean, you want to build as big of a lead into halftime as you can if you're the Hilltoppers, because then at some point, midway through the third quarter, late third quarter, you bring in the JV team and you give some younger kids a chance. So, but you got to have a big lead by then, because you don't want to give some of that back when the young kids come in.
Romberg is back to punt. One safety standing on the 50-yard line for Onalaska. This punt is straight up in the air, end over end. It's going to bounce at about the 30 and take an Onalaska bounce inside the 20. This is going to be a punt of about 5 yards.
Punt down at the 19-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Hilltoppers.
Just didn't get a good foot on that one.
Well, the Hilltoppers, again, had too much pressure coming up the middle, so he's trying to kick it high, because if he does a low liner, it could get blocked and tipped, and unfortunately it went essentially 10 yards, 15 yards forward, straight up in the air, and took a bad bounce back.
So Onalaska is going to have 41 seconds, but they have first and 10 at the Thunderbird 19. So a chance to put some more points on the board and add to this 28-point lead. Two receivers wide to the right, one to the left. We've got one back, Cornett, behind Kowal, who's going to take a shotgun snap. Looking right, throwing right.
Beautiful
into the
throw.
End zone, incomplete. Good coverage there by Elliot Romberg.
Elliot Romberg hung with him. Could have gotten his head around, didn't, but still made enough of a good play that the receiver couldn't catch the ball.
So it'll be second and 10 for Onalaska. 37 seconds left. They have no timeouts. It has been all Onalaska here in the first half.
They definitely still have time to run one rushing play. We'll see if they do it here or not. Looks like they're pretty much lined up to pass. They got trips to the right, Ben.
Second and 10, one receiver to the left as well. Cornett is in front of Kowal, who's looking to roll right. He's under pressure. Fires right. He's got a man that's going to be complete nearly for first down yardage, near the sticks and out of bounds on the far sideline. That was some nice pressure applied there by the T-Birds.
It was, and Jackson Putcomer made a nice tackle out there, but it looks like number 10, Rashad Hodges, put some good pressure on the quarterback and forced a quick throw. 28 seconds to go, third and four.
I think Drake Niles was in on the pressure as well.
Yeah, third, I think Drake Niles was. You're right.
Third and four, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Kowal's in the shotgun, flanked by Cornett. Barks out the signals.
Now that should
He's
be
got the
false
snap,
start.
But looks like that's going to be a false start. That'll push the Hilltoppers back into a third and long. We are down to 28 seconds remaining in the first half.
Good to see they're human.
Right. And the T-Birds hoping to stiffen here. If you deny them some points here, that's a little lift for your defense. That's a tough position to be put in at the 19-yard line.
Absolutely it is. Anytime the ball starts that deep, it's really on the defense's shoulders then to pick up your team.
Same look for the Hilltoppers. Trips to the left, one receiver to the right. Cornett stands next to Kowal. Here comes the snap. He's back to pass.
Too much
look
time.
Look left, decides to scramble right. Now he's going to throw across his body into the end zone. It's broken up and nearly intercepted, and there's going to be a penalty flag. I think they might get the T-Birds for pass interference here. Nice-looking defensive play by the T-Birds to knock that away and nearly intercept it in the end zone.
Boy, are they
going to say that? Awaiting the signal here. The penalty flag was dropped in the end zone.
Are they going to say that he hit the receiver
Indeed.
Too early?
Pass interference against the T-Birds is going to be the call, and that's a heartbreaker. That'll be first and goal for the Hilltoppers at the 9-yard line with 19 seconds left. on Alaska, 28, Baraboo 0. We're approaching the close of the first half. One receiver out wide to the left. Now make that two.
If you can tackle them inbounds here, if they catch this inbounds, it'd be tough for them to get off a play.
Kowal's got the snap. He's looking to throw left.
Sack him.
He's under pressure.
Get
nearly
him.
Sacked. Now he's going to rumble left. He fires wide open in the end zone for a touchdown. That's number 14, Tristan Moling. Tristan Moling with a 9-yard touchdown grab. And it's 34-0 on Alaska and a heartbreaking end of the first half for Baraboo.
Miscommunication in our secondary because Tristan Moling wasn't within 15 yards of anyone standing in the corner of the end zone.
So 34-0, we're going to wait the extra point. We talked about how Mallory Meehan has been perfect thus far. There are 12 ticks remaining in the first half. Lines are down, snap is down, the kick is up, and it is good. Mallory Meehan is perfect, 5 for 5. It's 35-0. Hilltoppers. And before the T-Birds return the kick, we'll remind you that our broadcasts are brought to you by these sponsors: the Don Larson Superstore, Pals Brewing, Baraboo State Bank, Seasons Counseling, and the Chris Stanton State Farm Insurance Agency. Well, with 12 seconds left, you imagine the T-Birds are going to kneel on this one and go to halftime, Brandon.
There's no question they're going to take a knee. They need to huddle in the locker room, and coach has to have a speech about it's a new half. You got new things to prove. Yes, a victory is, let's be honest, out of reach. But you've got other things that you can prove in the second half, and you can show your fortitude and show your attitude and have some things to grow off of in that second half.
Here comes the kickoff to our left. It's going to be a squib kick, bouncing over a couple of T-Birds. It is fielded just inside the 40-yard line. Nice grab there by
Alec. And
they won't even have to take a knee because we're at the 35-point rule. Clock just keeps running.
Clock is going to run. Okay. Well, for the T-Birds, not the half they were hoping to get. Too many miscues. The Hilltoppers and the Thunderbirds will head to the locker room, but they score 35-0. That is a running clock situation, as Brandon mentioned. We'll talk a little bit about some of the first half statistics. A bit one-sided, perhaps.
Oh, man. Chuck. Well, we got a lot of great things to show on Jackson Putcomer's yardage, though.
All right. We'll talk about that when we come back after these words from our sponsors on 99.7 Max FM.
Look at you, having it together. You've got a car. You have a house. Now get your car and house insured together with a State Farm agent. A local agent can help you customize your coverage and save when you bundle your home and auto insurance.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer, availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
Stop in today to test drive and buy your next new or used vehicle at Baraboo's Don Larson Ford Superstore or Don Larson GM Superstore. Don Larson now offers two convenient locations on County Highway BD and South Boulevard in Baraboo. Not ready to buy? They service all makes and models in both of their service departments. Your next vehicle is waiting for you at Don Larson GM Superstore or Don Larson Ford Superstore, Baraboo. Shop them 24/7 at donlarson.com and donlarsonford.com.
Looking for a great time with your pals? After the game, head to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. This family-friendly local establishment serves some traditional favorites, but with a twist. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever tried a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget the Wing Wednesdays with their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all on their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, has trained, compassionate professionals ready to serve the mental health needs of our community through individual, group, marriage, and family counseling, the staff at Seasons Counseling supports you within a calm and judgment-free environment. Seasons Counseling. Let us help you reach new heights.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets